checked into her body's curiosity. Gazed out through the curtains of the parking lot. Went down to the corner store just before nightfall in my bare feet, like tarry asphalt, soft and hot. And when I came back, I sped up my supply on the counter by the sink, looked myself right in the eye. Gathered in my loose ends, switched off the light. Down there in the dark, I could see the real truth about me. It's clear as day. Lord, if I make it through tonight, well, I will mend my way and walk the straight path to the end of my days. St. Joseph's baby has fun. Bottles and chains, yes, and you, for your a song. I'm sure many of you have found yourselves in a marriage where you think, I wish I hadn't gone to the marriage ceremony. I'd solve a lot of my problems if I just had not gone that day. And so you thought to yourself, how could you have avoided that? Because you were already cohabiting, so it's not like you could have, well, you could have leapt from the car on the way, nice and dramatic, or you could show up and then excuse yourself to go to the bathroom and just keep walking, just keep right on walking, a walk a long time, but you didn't do that because you're a moral coward. And your curiosity is how things were actually got the better of you. And I think got the better of you is a cruel phrase when we're talking about what went down with you and your beloved. I was as sorry as anybody to hear about it. But at the same time, I wasn't, because I had a clinical kind of sadistic interest in what happens to you. The things you do when you get with these people and you can't stop drinking. And it's interesting, it's like watching fractals. Don't really know what colors are going to turn, but you know they're going to be spectacular.